This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's great to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Noon Business Hour. Another trading week about to end. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. We've got some sunshine, patchy clouds, a high of 76 in the 60s at the lakefront.
The Noon Business Hour is presented by Old Second Bank. Let's kick things off with an update of Wall Street at Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, the Dow is higher by 322 points, or 1.25%. NASDAQ gaining almost 2%, or 144 points. S&P marching higher by 39, good for a gain of 1.33%. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index also higher by almost 1%. This has been Wall Street's best week in 6 months, based largely on hopes the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates this year. So investors don't seem at all disappointed by a far weaker than expected jobs number, the economy adding just 75,000 jobs last month. Crude oil futures are rising along with stocks, up more than 2% and now closing in on $54 a barrel. And Cisco, if I may, I just wanted to say congratulations to Chris. It has been truly an honor to work with her and you over the last decade. And for the listeners, I want them to know that Chris is just as kind and thoughtful as she seems to be on the air. A real treat. So with that, back to you guys.
Thank you so much. Yes. I'm going to miss our daily talks.
Yeah, we are saluting Chris Kreidel today. Noon Business Hour co-founder Sherman Kaplan is going to be with us a little later on in the broadcast. After 34 years here at News Radio, Chris Kreidel is signing off. This is her final
Noon Business
Hour. Of course,
I'm only 40.
And she started when she was 6 years old. It's incredible. You've been wonderful. We're going to celebrate you throughout the show, and we'll have lots more to come as well.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The government jobs report for May. That's today's headliner. To talk about it, we're joined by Matt Mategan, CEO of Blue World Asset Managers here in Chicago. Matt, what do you make of this jobs report? Seems like a slow month that not a lot of people were expecting.
Well, with all due respect, it's not the headliner. Say it ain't so, Chris.
It's so.
What would you say is the headliner?
Well, I just real quick, when I was a kid, we had family all over the state, and we spent a lot of time in the car, and my parents always thought that being aware was a lot more important than music. So when I first told everybody that I got the call from Andy and I was going to be coming on the show with Chris and Sherman, it was such a big deal in our family. And I just wanted to let you know, Chris, how much my whole family appreciates you.
Well, we appreciate you, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, she's being very, very shy today. She's not liking there's all these decorations in the newsroom. All these people have assembled for a big party, and she's being very shy.
Oh, you've got to put that up. Yeah, you've got to put that online.
Yeah, we're gonna have some video of it, too. We're going to put it on the station Facebook page for sure. Thank you, Matt. So, jobs report, what do you make?
Okay, jobs report decidedly mixed. There are a lot of voices out there proclaiming the economy dead. And as you guys know, I'm always very cautionary about not taking a single one of these reports as indicative of everything all at one time. So the headline number was 75,000. But that's only because there was a net drop of 15,000 from government payroll. So we actually had 90,000 from the private sector, and that's actually where we want to be. So, that's actually the statistic that we care the most about. There were some down revisions on the prior 2 months, but even that, they still were very respectable at 224 and 153, respectively. The labor force grew, total employed grew more than total unemployed, and the not in labor force number fell. Wages were at the lower end of expectation, but they were still within the range. And the big deal really today was that the diffusion indexes for all industries and manufacturing broken out were still very comfortably positive. So there are certainly some downsides today, but it's not as bad as the headline alone would suggest.
Is there a possibility that the Fed will consider cutting interest rates anytime soon?
There's certainly a lot of chatter about that, and about 18 months ago when we did the jobs report together, I had suggested at that time that if the Fed got too far out over their skis, that we may be talking in a year or so about a rate pullback, and now that seems to be materializing.
So now if the Fed gets to the point where it does that, where it cuts rates, it seems like an interesting challenge because they do it and Wall Street loves that, at least in some respects, because, hey, that's cheaper money. But on the other end, that means the Fed is seeing some sort of risks in the economy. I mean, that could also be a bad sign.
Yeah, and what our criticism of the Fed has been is they're doing too much on spec. They started raising rates in anticipation of inflation, and now they're talking about cutting rates in anticipation of slowing labor, economy, and inflation. So, again, any one of these reports unto itself is really not valuable. It has to be taken in total, and especially when it comes to monetary policy, we can't be knee-jerk reactionary.
Just who gains with an interest rate cut?
Well, with the interest rate cut, anybody looking to borrow money, of course, businesses that have money out there that are on variable rates benefit. And the point about the markets loving it, you know, the markets love it until they don't, right? They react favorably to the announcement that there might be a rate cut. But then when there's actually a rate cut, the markets hate it because now they're saying, oh, my gosh, the economy is slowing down. So it's always a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Matt Mategan, always good to have you on the show. Appreciate you being with us. Matt is CEO of Blue World Asset Managers. You'll find his blog at blueworldam.com. Up next, we will visit with former Noon Business Hour co-host Sherman Kaplan as we are celebrating Chris Kreidel on this, her final day on News Radio.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Today, we are celebrating the career of Chris Kreidel as she steps away from the mic after 34 years here at News Radio WBBM to reminisce and celebrate. We welcome longtime News Radio anchor, former co-host of the WBBM News Hour for many years, Sherman Kaplan. Sherman, always good to hear your voice. What do you think here? Chris is stepping away from the mic.
She's what?
I know. Hard to believe. Hard to believe, right?
Is this really true, Chris? Is this a gag?
Well, I wouldn't be interrupting you as much anymore.
I miss that. How are you? Good to talk with you.
We're good. How are you? What? Tell me a little bit about retirement.
Well, you know, I'll tell you. The thing is, I've said this to everybody. The key to retirement, really, and I've sent you email about this, too. It's not retirement. It is commencement. And I really mean that. And the key is to have some idea of what you want to do, even if it's just waking up every day in the morning and saying, well, what am I going to do today, and then do it. You can plan long range or short range, but the key to not getting bored is to know that there is something ahead to do. That's the only secret to it.
Hey, Sherman, I want you to tell us, what was it like working with Chris on the radio, especially, I mean, you anchored with her for years, but also here on the Business Hour, and especially at that time when you were just getting it started up?
Well, Chris enjoys reminding me from time to time that the first day we met, I asked her to go up to the commissary and get me a Snickers bar.
He did. I did, too. I was a new hire. I did it.
It's been downhill from there ever since. Now, working with Chris was not only a pleasure, it was an education, because Chris sets a standard in journalism that is as high as you can go. I think everybody in our newsroom knows that, and people outside. Chris actually, I believe, has two women who are idols and role models. One of them is real, one is fiction. Do you know who I mean, Chris?
Not exactly. You want to give me a hint?
The real, I think, is Carol Marine.
Yes, who's a good friend of mine.
And the fiction is Mary Richards. No, I mean that. You know, we've talked about her, we joke about her, but these two people, one real, one fiction, exemplify all the best in the business that we have loved for so many years.
And a lot of courage, yes.
It takes courage to stand by your opinions, but also more courage not to express them in the wrong way or the wrong place. Now, let me ask you a question. What are your plans? What do you think you're going to do?
Walk my dog. No, I'm in planning now.
Working
around with it, and looking forward to being able to sleep a little later in the morning.
That's a nice thing to do, except I wake up about 3:30 every morning. Bad habit.
Why is that? Are the markets opening in some foreign land or something? Why are you up at 3:30?
The mind never stops. You know, someday you'll find out. It just takes a little age and seasoning.
All right, Sherman, 30 seconds here. Final thoughts on Chris. 30 seconds here. You're up against the clock.
Okay. For the final thought is this. Chris and I and a man named Drew Hayes happened to be in the right place at the right time to create something unique, and that was the Noon Business Hour. We all had a common vision. Now, what I'm going to say, we are in an ephemeral business that things don't last in broadcasting. So I left a few years ago. Chris is leaving now. You're in place to keep it moving. And I think that Chris and I, if I'm speaking out of turn here, I think Chris and I can feel secure that what we help to create is going to last far beyond us in the broadcasting business.
Absolutely. And Cisco is great. And we have to remember that Andy, our producer, has been with us for years now.
Yeah, Andy Gersher.
And I don't think the show could have been as good as it has been without Andy, who has so many contacts and knows how to reach the people that we really
He knows them
contact.
All, and they all come on the air for him.
Chris, real quickly, what was your greatest moment that you think, the most important story you ever covered in your career?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Well, I always remember 9/11.
Yeah, oh yes.
And you and I were working together.
We were. That was, well, horrible memories, but we learned a lot from it.
And
we've moved on.
I remember actually listening to the two of you and the rest of the station and the station I was working at the time, and just a very difficult day, but the coverage was so great at being able to tell people what was going on and the emotion of it all. And
the other thing is the first
that's
day
our responsibility.
I started this show, the very first day, I think the Dow went down 500 points.
Yes, that was a nice kicker to get us going.
A nice welcome to the business.
Sherman,
right.
We always love
Thank
hearing
you so
your
much
voice.
For inviting me on. Chris, good luck to you. I'm just so happy for you joining in your commencement.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I can't
Thanks,
be down
Sherman.
With you today, but I'm glad we could talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'll talk to you again. Thank you. Sherman Kaplan joining us here. We'll celebrate Chris some more a little bit later on in the show as she's wrapping up 34 years here at News Radio. Right now, though, WBBM News Time, 12:25. Check of the markets from Bloomberg. Powered by ComEd's Energy Efficiency Program. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Quite a turnaround from that first day of the Noon Business Hour. The Dow is up 283 points, or more than 1%. NASDAQ gaining 131, S&P higher by 34, and the Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg gaining almost 1%.
Well, good afternoon, Lisa. Green markers are lower as we go through the noon hour. Favorable near-term weather forecast has put the trade on the defensive. Planting progress for Monday afternoon is expected to show corn plantings 80 to 85% complete, beans 50% complete, and the crop conditions report 50% good to excellent. Corn futures 4 to 4.5 cents lower, beans 10 cents lower, and the wheat market 4 to 5 cents lower. This is Bates Commodities in Normal.
Many thanks. I'm Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
Stocks are soaring today. We'll see what's propelling the markets.
Entrepreneur Friday, we meet the founder of a Chicago company specializing in custom-built, made-to-measure clothing for women.
Progress is being reported in talks that could prevent the imposition of tariffs on Mexican imports.
A three-alarm fire destroys an historic building on the South Side, Roseland neighborhood.
Wall Street, the Dow up 287 points. The NASDAQ is up 132. S&P up 34. And oil today is up a little less than 2%.
And some sunshine with a high temperature in the 70s at 76 at O'Hare.
The noon business hour is presented by Old Second Bank.
Markets are flying high on this final day of the trading week. We're joined by Matt Shapiro, president of MWS Capital here in Chicago. Welcome back to the noon business hour.
Thanks, Chris, and congratulations. Thanks for having me in on this day.
I should have sat down with you and talked to you about retirement at some point.
Well, I think a lot of retirement investors are very happy today. What a great week. The jobs report just absolutely threaded the needle to make everybody feel good. You know, about 75,000 gains. You've talked about it earlier, between that and 100,000. But wage gains, Chris, were still pretty good. So there was enough there to freeze the Fed in place, but also keep the economic story alive. And that's why the market's up about 300 points today.
You could look at the numbers today and think that the news isn't that good, but the markets are, you know, they like it.
Yes.
276 points up on the Dow right now.
Yeah, a lot has been priced in. Now, if we have a reversal on the expectations of a deal for the Mexico-U.S. talks, you know, we could be down heavily on Monday. So keep that in mind. Right now, the market is pricing in that the administration is kind of going to take a win and get out of this, which I think everyone kind of wants to see. So be aware of that. But for now, I think it's all, you know, all systems go with this jobs report. That was the main thing the market needed.
So one of the things the market has liked is the idea that maybe, just maybe, the Fed could go back to lowering rates. Is that necessarily good? I mean, that says there's maybe some warning signs out there.
Great question, Cisco. I was thinking of that. You know, right now, the market likes that the Fed is frozen in place. You know, me as an investment manager, you know, I would like to think that the economy can sustain a 2.5% short-term interest rate. You know, there will be questions if the Fed backs down it to 2.25. Well, why can't the economy support that? So, but at the same time, the bond market is sort of boxing the Fed in, and they need to, in a sense, massage that yield curve. If it gets too shallow in the middle, the Fed is forced to move down a little.
And then who gains?
Well, who will gain over the long run is really stock investors. So realize what you've seen over this past 18 months. We had ebullient markets to start 2018, then devastating corrections ending in December, right before Christmas. Then again, back and forth. I think investors need to get, unfortunately, used to the idea of near perfect uncertainty in these really jagged moves. However, earnings versus interest rates, that valuation, according to what's called the Fed model, gives incredible support to stocks long term. So just focus on quality stocks and let the market take care of itself and keep that long term time horizon. That is your most powerful tool.
Yeah, it's such a challenge, though, for people who see the big swings, especially now that you have the markets like the Dow above 26,000, a swing of 300 points. That's 1%. Not really a huge deal, but people see, oh, 300 points up or down, and it just seems like it's crazier than it really is.
It does, and it's on people's smartphones, and something we've talked about, that first smartphone correction. So, you know, we had that day-after-day drubbing last month, one of the worst months since 2011, of course, and now, of course, it's just an unexpected, super strong recovery. So the best thing I can think about is just let's take today as a big win and go into next week.
Any defensive areas, you think, for the people who maybe don't have the stomach for the back and forth and the uncertainty?
There's some stocks that have taken a beating, like United Parcel Service pays over a 4% dividend. Obviously, a lot of questions about, hey, the drive, you know, the competition between Amazon and all that. But man, the value of that dividend, given these low interest rates, is really big. And also Verizon, we've talked about a lot. So there's plenty to talk about in terms of dividends, if you're defensive, Cisco, as you say.
I like those dividends. Sorry.
A lot of people do.
Yes, I really do. I like that cash. Yeah.
Are there any areas in which you would say we should be looking at, interested in, that haven't really gotten much attention yet?
Well, one stock I like is this CAE, which is 70% of the aircraft simulator market. It's something we talked about as a stock pick. because of the tragedy of the crashes of the Boeing aircraft, all pilots all over the world need more and more high-tech training. This stock symbol, CAE, had excellent results, along with another stock, Keysight Technologies, which is the original scientific and testing maker, part of Hewlett-Packard. That's in the 5G space, which is so crucial. That stock symbol is KEYS. It had come down because of fears of China trade. Then everyone realized they don't really have that much revenue with China. Stock had an excellent earnings report, right back up, Keysight Technologies.
On the flip side, anything you're concerned about? Or, I mean, we see some good ones there. What do even just sectors that you think that might be...
The ride-sharing business.
Oh, yeah.
Lyft and
yeah.
Uber. I mean, you know, we had client interest in those. We tried some of them out. Uber, we were fortunate to buy it on that first print. I mean, it traded down as low as 38. Very painful. There's that perfect uncertainty. You would think it would do so well. But, you know, you had to ride it out. And then finally today, Beyond Meat, that stock surging 35%, absolutely incredible. Sometimes you just can't predict these things.
That's right.
Well,
right.
Matt, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio with us today. Matt Shapiro, President, MWS Capital, here in Chicago. And up next, Entrepreneur Friday, business, building a business in custom-made apparel for women.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by Sears Garage Doors. This afternoon, we're highlighting a business that's filling a need for many women, finding fashionable clothes that really fit. We welcome Dana Todd, founder and CEO of Belladana, here in Chicago is where it's based. The website, belladana.com. Great to have you with us. Why don't you sort of give us a thumbnail sketch of what you do on the site?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. So think of Belladana as Amazon for women's made-to-measure clothing. That is, I'm not the designer. What we've created is a marketplace that connects women with made-to-measure clothing built from talented designers all over the world who will make clothes on demand precisely to your body measurement. So we have hundreds of garments from all over the world, everything from underwear to evening wear, and it's so much more affordable than women are used to thinking about made to measure. And it's a lot faster, too. So we're really trying to reinvent what women's shopping experiences is by bypassing the entire retail supply chain.
This your worksheet here reports that an estimated 68% of women are over size 8 in America, and so they need bigger sizes.
Well, it's not even just bigger. Actually, if you look at the broader reach, 75% of women of all ages and sizes say that they're frustrated trying to find a fit. It doesn't matter whether you're petite or average, if you have the slightest imperfection. Navigating today's sizing system is an actual terror. There's no inconsistency. There's no standardization. They vary from brand to brand. So women are essentially experiencing fitting room fatigue from trying to navigate all of this. And we're seeing the retail apocalypse occur, not just because of Amazon taking the resources away from small shops, but really it's because our entire supply chain has failed us.
So what you're doing is offering clothing that will fit someone and who cannot go to, you know, just any store and try on clothing and it will fit. Not big enough.
Yeah, or anyone who just simply loves high-quality clothes and doesn't want to have to mess around with our current system. The fact that you're able to buy directly from the maker means that we have an inverse profit model on this. So in retail, only about 10 to 15% of tag actually went into the making of that garment between labor and material. Our model, we take 20% commission. So that means 80% of that goes directly to the maker. They can use better materials. They can take a little bit longer to make it. You're going to end up with a better product. So it's not just those who can't buy clothes retail. It's just looking at an alternative of the way we have to buy now.
Yeah, it's one of the questions is that a lot of people assume that anything custom is just going to be really, really expensive, or if it's not really expensive, the quality is poor. And you're able to bridge that high quality and still reasonably priced.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have items that start at $50, and we do that by tapping into typically non-Asian, but yeah, we do have some India and China, but the bulk of our designer makers are in Europe, Middle East, Canada, even some American designers, Anastasia here in Chicago. So our price ranges are all over the map. We have, like I said, starting at $50 up to, you know, in the thousands for the really high-end bespoke London-based Savile Row. But we have something for everybody.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. Really interesting concept. I'm hoping you do it for men at some point.
Oh, you're not there. Next, I promise.
Believe me, I would love to have that. Dana Todd, founder and CEO of Belladana here in Chicago. The website spelled BALODANA.com. Our Friday Entrepreneur today.
News that makes you money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, we are saying goodbye today and saluting Chris Kreidel, a tremendous career here at News Radio, 34 years here at News Radio, years in Columbus, Ohio before then. Chris, I listened to you for a long time when I was working at other radio stations and always had great respect for you, always looked up to you. Then I joined News Radio several years ago and got to work alongside of you. And I'm not just saying this. It was this weird, I get to work with someone who's been a journalism hero for so long. getting to see you every day, see you work, see your integrity and your dedication to the news. It makes me so proud to have been able to share this studio with you for so many years.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have been able to work with you. I knew about you for a long time, but I mean, we've had, you know, taken some bad days, you know, with, you know, shootings and all of that, and then also we have a lot of fun in here, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Well, see, that's what a lot of people don't know, because this is News Radio here, is that off the air, you are so funny. And so I don't know how many times you would say something.
They're all laughing out there outside the window.
Because they know. We got all these people here assembled at News Radio for a party. In fact, why don't you bring all these folks in here? You got a bunch of people who are here to celebrate you and to have a party. So we got the whole News Radio staff. We have your two kids are here. Carol Marine has come in.
Regine Schlesinger.
Pat and Felicia are here. Regine Schlesinger is here.
And Felicia.
Yes, all these people have come in here to celebrate you. Pat. They all know about your sense of humor and how many times
you don't want that on the air.
How many times I had to struggle not to laugh when you were making me laugh here.
Yeah, we've had those incidents.
The studio is about filled right now.
Yeah, it is. The studio is filled. We're taking picture of this in video. And we'll put it on the radio station.
It sounds like I'm lazy because you say 34 years. Okay, the fact is, to me, this is the station to be in. This is the all news radio. This, when I was at WFYR. You know, I think we did very well there, but this is where I wanted to be.
And we are so glad, so proud. Chicago is so grateful to you for all of the years that you've served us. Your kids are grateful, as you've done such a great job as a mom.
Are they clapping?
Thank you. On behalf of the WBBM News Radio staff, and I'm just going to say it, on behalf of all of Chicago, thank you, Chris Kreidel, for 34 excellent years here at News Radio. And the news never stops, so we have business news coming up next. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, we got to do that, too.
Got to do it. WBBM News Time, 12:55, wrapping up the noon business hour with a check of Wall Street. Sponsored by FinishingChicago.com at Bloomberg. Here's Elisa Parenti.
Cisco, the Dow is higher by 286 points, or more than 1%, back above 26K. NASDAQ advancing 135, and the S&P also in the green, up 33. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg gaining almost 1%. Employment dropped for a fourth straight month. Hiring related to trade has been cooling, and as a result, employers added only 75,000 jobs in May, lower than expected. There is a school of thought on Wall Street that it's a good thing if it increases pressure on the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. So we have gains on Chris Kreidel's last day here on the noon business hour. Again, such a pleasure to have the honor to work with her and really learn quite a bit. She's an extraordinary journalist and a wonderful person. With Business at 25 and 55, live from the Bloomberg Newsroom, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.